Looking at your KLEM news update. For decades, the Highway 20 Association has been fighting for the completion of four-laning the east-west route across Iowa. With that task nearing completion in around a month, the group held their final regular meeting Friday in Holstein to pick a date to dissolve their organization. And Trimble Ray has been an officer of the association for several years.
As we think about what's coming, that celebration on October 19th is a real big deal for us, of course. But then we know we need to conclude our business in a manner full of integrity and doing the right thing. So a motion was made and the vote taken that the U.S. Highway 20 Corridor Association will be dissolved as of December 31st.
Trimble Ray says the mood was both celebratory and melancholy, as several past key members of the association didn't live to see the decades-long effort successfully completed.
And as we do remember those who served on the board of directors and have passed on, we do plan to acknowledge those folks with a display at the ribbon cutting.
The October 19th event in Holstein has some historical significance attached to the date also.
The first four-lane segment of Highway 20 in Iowa, it was 3 miles east of Mobile, opened on October 19th, 1958. So on October 19th, 2018, we're going to be celebrating the completion of statewide Highway 20.
More information on the celebration will be released in the coming weeks. Iowa's unemployment rate dropped slightly to 2.5% in August, giving the state the second lowest rate in the country. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the unemployment rate dropped from 2.6% in July and was down from 3% a year ago. Iowa was only behind Hawaii, which was the nation's lowest rate of 2.1%. The number of unemployed people in Iowa dropped to 42,800 in August, with the total number of working Iowans climbing to 1.64 million. Federal prosecutors in eastern Iowa have announced prison sentences for two farmers convicted in separate cases. Prosecutors say 36-year-old David Pitts of Elma in northeastern Iowa has been sentenced to 10 months behind bars for using his more than $117,000 in farm profits for personal expenses instead of paying off his U.S. Department of Agriculture-backed loan. Pitts pleaded guilty in April to a count of conversion of property pledged to a farm credit agency. In a separate case, 36-year-old Mark Labenthal of Bancroft in northern Iowa has been sentenced to a year in prison for lying to his bank about how much land he was farming and how much crop he had in storage in order to secure a loan. Labenthal pleaded guilty in March to one count of making a false statement to a bank. Iowa's governor has issued a state disaster proclamation for 14 counties to address storm and flood damage that started this past Wednesday. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The action triggers the release of state resources to help cities and counties with cleanup. The disaster proclamation covers Cherokee, Clay, Dickinson, Emmett, Franklin, Hancock, Humboldt, Kossuth, O'Brien, Palo Alto, and Sioux, as well as Winnebago, Worth, and Wright counties. Because of the governor's action, low-income Iowans in those 14 counties may qualify for state grants of up to $5,000. The money may help cover the costs of repairing their homes and replacing ruined food and clothes. The grant money also may be used to cover the costs of temporary housing and the repair or replacement of damaged vehicles. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, klem1410.com.